A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Kuf Vav, Ksubas 106a, pagination is 211. We'll start from the facing page about 9 lines up at the two dots with the words Rav Onon. In yesterday's session, we dealt with the concept of shochad, that if a litigant gives the judge something, then the judge's ability to judge objectively is compromised. We're going to encounter a story in today's piece where the judge indeed rejected the gift, but nevertheless, for all their efforts to try to come clean, they still showed some preferential treatment, and that preferential treatment ended up impacting the claim of the litigant. In other words, in the previous session, we were dealing with the fact that the judge is compromised. In this session, we're dealing with the concept that the litigant can be compromised because he's overwhelmed or intimidated by the way the other litigant is treated. Rav Onon Aisi Le'Yahu Gavra Kinta Digildani Devegili. Rav Onon was brought by a person a basket of small fish. Amalei Mayaviditich, Rav Onon says, what's this about? Amalei Dina Isli, the man said, I have a judgment that I need done, so I'm bringing a basket of fish. Lokobu Mine, Rav Onon says, I can't accept that. Amalei Pasilna Lach Ledina, you're invalidating me as a judge. Amalei, so the man answered, Dina Demar Lobaina, I don't need the judgment of the master. I'm not coming to you as a judge. Kivulu Likvil Mar, I would just like you to accept the gift, because on an unrelated matter, it's a good thing to give gifts to great people. The lelamanon mar me'ikruve bikurim, because a gift to a Talmud Chacham is referred to in a way similar to bikurim, similar to the first fruit that's brought in Yerushalayim. If you'll skip down after the man brings his proof from the story of Elisha, on the second of these last wide lines, Kalamevi Doran Latamud Chacham, a person who gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham, ki ilu makriv bikurim, it's as if he brought bikurim. So even if the man originally intended it as some level of reimbursement for time or something, and was expecting Rav Onon to be a dayan, even if that was true, but he thought quickly and he made it clear that he's simply giving it to Rav Onon as a gift unrelated to any court case. Amale, so Rav Onon answered, Kivule lo va'inan de'ikbil, originally I didn't want to accept your gift. Hashta da'amrit li ta'ima mekavilna, but now that you're telling me that I shouldn't deprive you of the ability to give the equivalent of bikurim, I'm going to accept it. We had such a concept not long ago that a Rebbe should not withhold the student's ability to serve him because there's benefit in that relationship. So Rav Onon says, I accept. What's he going to do about the fact that this man has a court case? So Shadre Likamed Rav Nachman, he sent the man to Rav Nachman, Shalach Le, with the message, Nidai Neymar Lahai Gavra, let Rav Nachman do the judgment for this man, Da'ano Anan, because I, Anan, Rav Onon, Pasilna Le Ledino, I'm invalid to serve as a judge, and therefore you should take care of it. Omar, so we have a misunderstanding here, Rav Nachman said, Midashalach li hachi, if Rav Onon is sending me such a message that he's puzzled to do the judgment, Shemamina, probably, karivehu. It's his relative, and that's why he's invalid. It didn't occur to him that he just got a gift, and that's why he's invalid. He figured it's a relative. It's a relative. Havakoim dina diyasmi kamei. Rav Nachman had a choice which case to take next, and he had a case of orphans on the one hand who were waiting but were not yet started, and he had this new case of Rav Onan's supposed relative, Omar. So Rav Nachman said, Hayasei v'hayasei, both of them are mitzvahs to do, to take care of the orphans and to take care of a Talmud Chacham's relative, to show honor to a Talmud Chacham. Asei dekava Torah odif. So he chose the mitzvah asei to show honor to a Talmud Chacham. And salke ledina deyasmi, he put the orphan's judgment on hold. Va'achte ledine, and he brought in the case that Rav Onan sent to him of the person that he thought was Rav Onan's relative. Kevin dechaza ba'al dine yikra dika avidle. Once the other litigant saw the way this person that Rav Onan sent to the Beis Din was being honored, istatem ta'anosei. He lost confidence, and he wasn't able to articulate his arguments properly. He was intimidated by the honor that was being shown to this person that Rav Onan sent to Rav Nachman. It sounds like we have a problem on our hands, that Rav Nachman, somehow something did not go smoothly here. We're not supposed to have a dynamic that any litigant should not be able to argue his case properly. And if this was the result of an honor that Rav Nachman felt he was supposed to do, we have to sort this out. Is this correct behavior? Is this not correct behavior? What the Gemara does tell us is Rav Onan hava rogel el yoda asigabe. Rav Onan was accustomed to have Eliyahu Hanavi come visit him and teach him Torah. Dava masnei seder de Eliyahu. And he would teach him the section called Seder Eliyahu. Kevin de Avad Hachi, since this incident happened, and he influenced, albeit unwittingly, the judgment of a person, istalik, Eliyahu wouldn't come anymore. He was upset with him. Yosef Beta'anisa, so Rav Onan fasted, uvo'o rachme, and he davened va'osa, and Eliyahu would come back. Ki osa, but now that Eliyahu came back, is a pretty remarkable thing to be in touch with Eliyahu Anavi. Hava mavis le biuse. No longer was he able to learn with Eliyahu straight. He was frightened from Eliyahu. Va'ovad tevusa, he had to make a box, like to cordon himself off, like in a mechitza. V'yosef kamei, so Rav Onan would be in the box, cordoned off. Ad opik le sidrei, until they studied the section. V'haynu de amri seder de Eliyahu rabba, and that's what we mean when we say the Seder of Eliyahu Rabba, the greater one, that's the part that he learned when he was outside the box. Seder Eliyahu Zuta, and there's a different section that he learned that's considered the smaller Eliyahu, the one that he learned when he was in the box, and the level of communication wasn't quite as great. So we have over here a story, Rav Onan sending somebody to Rav Nachman. It misled Rav Nachman. He did something that ended up affecting the ability of the litigant to articulate his claims. And as a result, Rav Onan is punished by having the presence of Eliyahu withheld from him until he fasts. And even then, he still has to be in a box. So the Marsha says that this punishment is mida keneged mida. He took these fish that he shouldn't have benefited from because it on some level was going to be a shochad on some level. And therefore, he had to fast to undo what he ate improperly. but he still had a residual of what happened over here, in that he caused a loss of confidence, an intimidation to the litigant, and therefore he himself became intimidated. He had a loss of confidence. He was frightened in the presence of Eliyahu. So that's mida keneged mida. The question is, la halacha, how do we paskin in such a case? Are we supposed to show honor to a Talmud Chacham, the way Rav Nachman did? Or are we not supposed to show kavod? So the halacha is indeed articulated that we do show honor to a Talmud Chacham. It shows up in Choshen Mishpat Simen Tesvav in the first sif. It also shows up in Simen Yud Zayin Sif Beis, that a Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz that come for a judgment, we encourage them both to sit and show reverence for the court case that's in front of us. The Rama says you're even allowed to stand up for the Talmud Chacham when he walks in. And we're not worried that it's going to intimidate the other litigant. And the Vilna Gaon writes the reason, because everybody knows that a Talmud Chacham is respected. And if the Talmud Chacham is in our presence, then the Am Haaretz understands that he's getting this special treatment to their case because he's a Talmud Chacham. But they're even-handed. They give the Talmud Chacham the same honor of sitting him down, and they give the Am Haaretz, the other litigant, the same kavod. They sit him down, and they make sure things are even-handed. And if he notices that his case is being given preference, which was so troubling in our Gemara, the Gemara says that's not a problem, because he knows that when there's a Talmud Chacham present, he knows this is the way the Jewish community treats the Talmud Chacham. They honor him, special. But the judgment will be honest. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis gives a case where the wife of a Talmud Chacham came in for a judgment after the Talmud Chacham had already passed away. And in that case, they had to make a trick in order to stand up for her, because he said, bring the geese and I'll stand up, and like this, no one will realize that I'm standing up for her. The Gra says that's because people don't know the halacha. They don't realize the halacha that you have to honor Eishes Chaver Kechaver, the wife of the Talmud Chacham, even not in his presence, even after he's passed away, you still honor her, and therefore the litigant would get intimidated if they saw them honoring the wife of the Talmud Chacham. He wouldn't realize that it's because of her status in the community, and that really they're going to be even-handed, and he would start thinking there's something special about her, that they like her. And it's not a disciplined honor, it's a preferential honor. And therefore he would be intimidated. That possibly is what happened in our Gemara, because it wasn't the Talmud Chacham who was present. It was the supposed relative of the Talmud Chacham who was present, and the litigant didn't realize that it's not preferential treatment that they're showing him, it's just trying to use it as an opportunity to honor the Talmud Chacham. And this can be very risky, and it would seem that it behooves the dayanim, the judges, to articulate clearly why it is that they're doing what they're doing, to make sure, at all costs, that one litigant does not lose confidence and trust in the system, that he will be listened to and given the same attention and honesty as in any other court case. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.